dating expert shares the best pickup line she ever heard from a stranger.
Okay.
So this is actually a dating expert. She is a matchmaker for a U.S.-based matchmaking company called 3-Day Rule.
Okay.
So
I love that.
She's going to tell us what she heard from somebody and went, that was pretty good.
Good line.
So she's gonna fill us in on, if you're looking for a date, what you should say, how you should deal with the opposite sex, and let's see if you agree.
So I actually had a stranger ask me out today in the park, and I want to talk about why he did it so successfully. So I'm sitting in this park by a lake waiting for my friend to come, and this guy comes up to me and stays about 8 feet from me the entire interaction. I didn't feel uncomfortable. I felt like he was respecting my personal space. He wasn't presumptuous in any way.
Okay, 8 feet.
Okay. So far, so good.
Really? I think that's a little extreme.
No, you don't want to be up in someone's business.
The comment about something particular in my energy rather than a comment on my body or physical whatever. Also, his opener or intro gave me an out so that if I felt like I didn't want to talk, he wasn't pressuring me.
So you can walk up to a girl and say, your aura is really blue today. And chicks dig that?
No. In fact, that'd be a turnoff too. If some guy walked over to me and was like, ooh, the energy you're giving off is pink or something. You know what I mean? Something weird. I don't go for that. I like a more direct approach. To me, that sounds like total BS.
And he's 8 feet away. He's 8 feet away from you.
Oh, maybe she couldn't hear him. Maybe he was too far away. He said something else.
He said, nice ass. That's what he said.
But so what? I have a nice energy?
Yes. Nice and ass.
And gave me a polite exit. He also waited until my friend came before he asked for my number.
We have to wait till your friend comes up before we ask for your number.
But how did he know her friend was coming? Maybe she was just standing there by herself.
Exactly.
It's a really lovely move because it further alleviated any pressure that I might have felt. And I'm sure he intuitively knew that I'd feel safer telling him yes or no because my friend was there to witness the whole thing.
Huh?
Listen to her voice. She's
a dating expert?
She sounds like a frog. She,
she right, friend was there to witness the whole thing.
So another frog came up to you and asked you for a date.
To do this step by step when you want to ask a stranger out, but this is just like a real world example of someone who
a vocal fry. Yeah, that vocal fry, just that right there is a big turn. Like the minute she opened her mouth, if I was the guy, the minute she was like, okay, I'll give you my number.
Telling him yes or no because my friend was there to witness the whole thing.
The minute she did that, I'm out. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I even brought up your ass that you thought I said aura. Can't help you there.
But she's not giving any specifics. So what kind of dating expert is she? Because how helpful is that? You tell me about some guy who asked you out. Well, what did he say? What was the experience? You're not really giving us any real advice or any help there.
Eight feet away when you're talking to her. You wait till the friend comes up before you do the phone number. It's how you have to deal with people. But see, and then I watched this and I say, okay, I guess that's the way you have to date now. That's the way we have to talk to women. And then I watch a dating show on MTV and girls are hooking up within the first 3 hours of being in a dating house.
Right, right.
So which way am I supposed to be?
David said he was probably an HR specialist.
Oh, yeah, because he had to deal with that all day long.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, somebody probably is very good in HR. If they're good in HR, they're probably very good at dating because they know all the things to say, not to say, standing 8 feet away. May I kiss you? May I ask for your number? May I hug you? Asking permission for everything. Yeah, that's a very good point. But the HR specialists must get so much dick. They must just get the D or ass all day long because they know what not to say.
But I'm so confused. I mean, it's just you read one thing, you listen to her, then I watch MTV and I get confused.
She's wrong. I got a PhD in this stuff. Here's my answer to you.
Okay.
I have no idea what she just said, by the way. I don't know what makes her an expert. Or I'm glad that she had a good experience, and I hope she ends up dating the guy and it works out great. But if somebody's not being honest with you, I think you need someone who's honest with you right from the get-go. Anyone who's trying to play you, who's trying to... Do you think this guy really walks around saying things to women about their aura and their energy? No. Some guy said to him, some friend of his said, don't comment on how hot she is. Women don't like that. Like, don't comment on her physical appearance. Tell her you like her energy. Gotcha. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just, it feels like BS. Just have a normal conversation with me. Just talk about like life and things and just see this story. And what do you think of that? And, you know, once someone, I feel like once somebody is trying to charm you, being charming is a verb. It's something they're trying to do to you. They're trying to charm you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that sounds like to me. And if she was a real dating expert and really knew anything, that would have been a red flag for her. A guy that was like having the perfect line and staying away and knowing exactly what to do. It sounds very practiced.
That dude's more of a player than anybody.
Exactly.
Player. Because now he's playing into the Me Too movement to make you feel safe.
Right. Exactly. And it's disingenuous. I mean, you want to be with somebody who's super honest right from the very beginning. Just somebody who's really open and really honest from the beginning. And anybody that throws you a line about your energy, sorry. Dishonest.
He's going to roofie you. Third date, you're getting a roofie. If you don't put out, you're getting a roofie. Florida. We haven't talked about Florida people in a while. This is the greatest Florida story ever.
Okay.
And that's saying a lot for Florida.
Yeah, they on a regular basis have lots of fodder for us. So the fact that you're saying this is the greatest Florida story, I'm ready.
Yeah. You're not going to beat this, I don't think. So a girl walks into Outback in Ocala.
I think Ocala is where... So remember that dating game murderer? Remember that guy who went on the dating game and he was a murderer?
Right. Was he from Ocala? Is that how I know it?
He was from Ocala. He's like a famous serial killer, and that's where he was from.
So this girl walks into Outback, takes off all of her clothes, and decides to trash the bar. Completely naked.
Listen, if you're gonna trash a bar, you don't, first of all, you don't want to get it on your clothes.
Oh, is that why she took off her clothes? I think it's just because she's insane. I think this is the reason. But
it's Florida. She's not insane, she's just Floridian.
And they hit the alarm, by the way. The people that work there hit the alarm to get the cops to come because this girl's out of control on the bar and naked.
Okay, let's see.
Please get down.
Okay, so yeah, she is naked and she's taking things off the bar, bottles, and throwing them and smashing them. Oh my God, this is probably the greatest. Every woman has had this dream. I've had this dream that I'm naked in a bar, smashing it. Maybe she's on like... What's the pill you take to sleep?
Oh, she's Ambien? She's on Ambien.
Maybe she's on Ambien. She's dreaming this.
I understand. Now I don't think she's wacky. I've been there.
Yeah. She's fully on Ambien. I love that no one's stopping her. They're just videoing it. They're just like sitting there with the camera. They're like, because she's skinny. She's hot. She's not ugly. She might be crazy, but she's not ugly.
So now she's going
the ice.
For the straws.
Oh, the straws.
And now she's still throwing glass everywhere.
I mean, did she work there? And she's upset?
No, she just walked in and she, I guess, wanted them to clean. And she's helping. I don't know. She's just insane. So now the cops show up. And she starts throwing bottles at the cops.
Oh, that's a smart move.
Naked.
Yeah,
behind
the bar. Enrage cops, yeah.
See, still throwing bottles. So... I hate to tell you what happened next. The cop had enough of that and decided to taser in her left boobie. And she went down.
Oh.
And 52-year-old Ocala woman being charged.
She was 52. She looks awesome.
I know.
She looks great.
That's what I thought.
Her friends from high school must be like, check out Sandy.
Sandy's hot as hell. She's nutty as shit. But
Sandy looks good. Oh, I thought you could tell me she was like 19.
No. She's 52. But and guys will look past that and go, still kind of hot.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
She's totally insane. She'll destroy an Outback. I know, but She's kind of hot.
If she looked like me, they would have wrestled her down in the first 5 minutes. But she looks like her, which is why they kept the camera on. Look how long it took them to call the cops. They were just videoing it. They're like, this is going to look, this is going to be great on OnlyFans.